with the Red Pill Press, and that website is redpillpress.com. This is also fascinating. It's just amazing, and even though I've read about it, it's just your presentation of it is just well, it's really good. I'm really enjoying this your conversation. Do people use church affiliations or other politicians particularly use church affiliations and other humanitarian causes to increase their credibility so people will vote for them, even though they believe in the war on terror and all the other things that are going on? And I'm thinking specifically of Mitt Romney.
Yeah, that's very common with psychopaths. And it basically comes down to they are essentially con men. And what does a con man do? He will identify the type of person that you will identify with and trust, and then he will become that person. He will put on an excellent show. Psychopaths are great actors. They can take on, you know, any role to get you to believe them. So religion is a great way to do that. And that's why we have so many examples of priests and pastors who will, you know, give a certain impression to their parishioners and their congregations, and behind the scenes they will be, you know, embezzling church funds, or, you know, or they might be pedophiles or whatever. You get that in politicians as well, where they might publicly present themselves as being of a certain religious denomination, just to get people to support them. It's just another part of the mask of sanity. And I think that's a really important point that people need to realize, because often when you look at a church group or just a normal individual that's part of a church, or it might be just a part of a political organization, when someone presents evidence that, or even suggests that a member of that political party or that religion or that church is actually, a bad guy or a psychopath, they will automatically come to the defense of that person. And they'll do that because, you know, they're a member of their group. It's like, how could you say that about my guy, about my priest or about my pastor? If the pastor or the priest is a psychopath, he's counting on that. He's counting on your support simply because he's a member of your church. That's why he's using the act in the first place. So one of the things people need to really get through their minds, or to really need to learn, is to be critical. And if someone says that about someone, it's like they might say, okay, well, I don't like that idea. You know, I'd be really devastated if that turned out to be the case. But, you know, is it the case? What's the truth of the matter? What we really need is to want to get the truth more than we want to just keep the comfort of, you know, our current situation. If it's true that your pastor is a con man, wouldn't you want to know that? If it's true that your politician, the guy that you really support and that you really like, is a con man, wouldn't it be better to actually know the truth so that you could find someone that you can actually trust? I think that's one of the biggest roadblocks between learning the truth and being able to do something about it, is that we have this tendency to not want to even consider possible bad things about people that we like, when it might be the difference between life or death, ultimately.
Right, or people who are associated with a church, like Harry Reid. I'm sure that people in his district maybe vote for him just because of his religious affiliation, when it's quite obvious that he's a traitor. Anyway, we do have a 3-minute break. We will be right back. And then we'll take some calls at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Harrison Paley. He is with the Red Pill Press, and their website is redpillpress.com. And they are the publishers of the extraordinary book, Political Ponderology, A Science on the Nature of Evil Adjusted for Political Purposes. And actually, we didn't do this. Could you explain how ponderology, the word itself, came into use, or what?
Yeah,
what?
It's actually, it comes from a Greek word, poneros. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. I'm not Greek, but it's a word that means evil, and a specific type of evil, evil of a corrupting influence. So Lobachevsky knew some, I think they were priests or theologians, something like that, in Poland, and they'd use that word in a religious context, and he thought it would be a great word just because of the connotations of it, what it actually means, to describe this new field of science that he and his colleagues were starting and were developing. So ponderology basically means the study of evil. And so when you look at the title of the book, Political Ponderology, a science on the nature of evil adjusted for political purposes, it's a study of evil specifically applied to political situations. But ponderology itself can mean just the study of evil, and that can apply to any social level. So in the book, he actually describes it in all levels, so from the very top to the very bottom, which would be an interpersonal family relationship, because the dynamics are exactly the same, or very similar, I should say. If you have a family situation with a father or a mother who is a psychopath or who has borderline personality or something like that, the dynamics of that family environment are very similar to the ones between the leaders of a country and the people of a country. And I'll just suggest another book really quick by Sandra Brown. It's called Women Who Love Psychopaths, and it's about the relationships. It's about women who get into relationships with psychopaths and what happens in those relationships and ways to deal with the inevitable harm that comes out of them. So I'd really recommend that book to, especially for people who have been involved or who think they might be involved in a relationship with a psychopath, because that can be, that is a horrible situation. It's a very traumatic situation, and it can be very difficult for the person involved.
There was a lady, I think she was in New York, who married a psychopath. I think he was a lawyer. It's been some years ago, and he ended up beating her up, and there was violence against the children in that particular case. I wish I could think of her name. Maybe somebody in the chat room will come up with it. But she started out as a very altogether person. She had a career. And then when you saw her in the newspaper, after a few years, I mean, she wasn't even the same person. She was just a shadow of her former self. I just wish I could remember the lady's name.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that case, but that's very typical, and Lobachevsky describes it in the book, and how that phenomenon happens on a social level too. When you take into account a full pathocracy, the people of a country will become like that. Their personalities will change. They'll almost become dead in a sense, because they can't express their real humanness, their emotions. A display of human emotion becomes taboo. It can be a crime even, and so we have this deadening effect.
Or the family's actions become criminal. If the father is a psychopath, and he has kind of laid down the law in his family about what is acceptable and what is not, then the people in the family cater to his desires and to what he wants, and sort of give up everything that is important to them. Is that what you're saying?
They'll give up their free will to an extent. And there's a good true crime book called In Broad Daylight by Harry McLean on a psychopath that basically ruled a very small rural town, and I think his name was Ken McLeod. I think that was the guy's name, and he had various relationships with women, and that's exactly what happened with them, is that he basically twisted them around his little finger, and they ended up becoming like his pawns in his game. And these could be, you know, just ordinary girls that eventually, just because of the traumatizing effect of his personality, ended up going, you know, totally against their nature. It's a kind of mind control being in a relationship with a psychopath, because they can just, not only do they manipulate you so well, but you stop losing your grip on reality. You're not sure what's true or false anymore, because they constantly gaslight. And that's just the phenomenon of lying so much that you tend to question your own view on reality. Oh, did I really say that? Maybe I did. Like, what's wrong with me? Maybe, you know, because they're so convincing that they can convince you that you said something that you didn't, or that you didn't say something that you did. And it's just this crazy-making situation, this crazy-making scenario where you lose a grip on reality, and in a sense, you kind of lose a bit of your free will. And you can see that in society with, you know, with people going along with these wars, or engaging, or it can be as simple as informing on your neighbors. That was a huge part of how the Nazi Gestapo worked, and the communist secret police. Like, these weren't huge organizations with, you know, hundreds of thousands of people involved. They were relatively small organizations. The reason that they were able to be so effective is because the people, the regular people were giving all this information on their neighbors, right? Like, oh, I think, you know, this person was doing something suspicious, like, you should check him out. And we see that in the States today with all of the suggestions to, you know, if you see something suspicious, you know, call us. It's like, yeah, it's like, rat out your neighbor. Like, that's how these systems work, is because people become indoctrinated to basically be the arms and the hands and the fingers of the psychopathic state to do the dirty work for them.
Well, the doctor in his book on page 192 says, fear is the greatest ally of tyranny. And I guess that's true whether you're talking about in a personal relationship where the victims aren't they aren't always physically abused, but they are mentally deprived and, as you say, brainwashed into seeing themselves as in a certain position.
Yeah, and people in a state of fear will do a lot, even in a situation of authority where there's a natural fear or obedience to an authority, like in the Milgram experiment, where people will give an electric shock
right. Because
the authority is telling them to do so, even if it goes totally against their nature, even if they're sweating and they hate it, they'll still do
they'll
it.
They'll still do because it, yeah.
Yeah, because there's that authority figure telling them to, and it's like they have to do it. And
right. And
especially in an interpersonal relationship, when you've got that fear element where you don't know what this person will do to you if you don't obey their will, it's like okay, well I'll go along with it because if I don't, he might kill me. So you do it once, and then you do it twice, and then you do it three times, and then it becomes a habit. And then you can be like this woman you're describing, who's just a totally different person because she's totally changed her own behaviors, and it could be just out of fear.
Right. All right. We do have some callers lining up. In fact, one person has been on the line for some time. So why don't we go ahead and take a call? Let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris?
Well, good morning, Deanna and Mr. Harrison, or Kahay. What a provocative conversation you have this morning.
Isn't he fabulous?
Absolutely, and he has my mind whirling with so many connected dots that apply to the very concepts that he's offering on there, such as Frederick Bastiat and his treatise of law, on law.
Right.
It speaks precisely to the psychopathy that they're speaking of that permeates leadership and the ascension to power.
And using certain, socialism to get there. Let's do this really good thing, and pretty soon, you know, it doesn't turn out to be such a great thing. Anyway, did you have a question for Harrison?
Well, I just want to make a point, is that these concepts are proliferating alive and well and gaining strength in this corruptocratic government we have today throughout the churches, church schools, Department of Family Services, law enforcement. These are all clever hiding places or Trojan horses, if you will, for these people to breed, proliferate, and to grow their base to celebrate their deviancy. I'm wondering if your guest would be able to perhaps tie that. These are McMartin preschools, and like you said, Franklin. And, of course, we have the Pope, the Vatican, and his recent resignation. And, of course, the corruptocrats and the aristocracy of England. And Kevin Barnett's actions to bring these corruptocrats to adjudication. And thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, thanks, Chris. So what do you say, Harrison?
Well,
you sure brought
I'm,
up a lot
I'm
of
not...
things to comment on.
Yeah, I'm not sure I totally understand what exactly the caller wanted me to comment on, but I'll go in one direction. I think that yes, there are first of all, this kind of information is getting out there. In the last years, there have been several numerous articles on psychopathy and how these topics apply, and that really is where we need to be going. That's the first thing that needs to be done for any change to come about. That is, just simple psychological knowledge about psychopathy, for example, needs to be taught in schools and in churches and in the mental health professions and everywhere, basically. Because, like the caller said, psychopaths can be in any group, in any situation, can be in schools or economics or, you know, universities. Or corporations. And so the first thing that we need to do is get public education on this topic to get people to be aware of it.
Right,
then it's not
but
a matter
right
of...
now we have to take a 3-minute break. And so we'll be right back and we'll pick this up on the other side.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, Vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Harrison Kaley of the Red Pill Press. The website is redpillpress.com. They are the publishers of the book Political Ponderology, A Science on the Nature of Evil Adjusted for Political Purposes. And it is a wonderful book. And right before we went to the break, you were talking about education and how essential it is to talk about this and inform people so that they know exactly what's going on, because I think the majority of the people really don't have a clue.
Yeah, and because we don't have a clue, that it's very easy to manipulate them. And one of the ways it's done, one of the primary ways it's done, is divide and conquer. So a group of psychopaths can easily establish two sides of the debate. So we'll have, let's say, the right and the left. And then we get the group affiliations, like I was saying about, oh, don't say anything bad about my political party or my mayor or my priest or my politician. And it's really easy to play one side against the other when what the real issue is that there are psychopaths in both positions of power or both sides of the political party. Or it can be in both countries if we have an example of a war, for example. So the real issue that kind of is on top of all of this or beneath all of this is psychopathy. That's the root of the problem. It doesn't come down to differences in politics or religion. What it really comes down to is the psychopaths within each system that are really managing the situation from behind the scenes.
Right, like the two Republicans and the Democrats. They're both led by psychopaths.
Exactly.
All right, we have a bunch of callers. Why don't we take Justin in Oklahoma? Justin, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. You're describing the corporate structure and how do psychopaths get to the top. Well, it made me think of my experience in the Navy from 02 to 07 and how, like, normal people would see how these psychos get to the top and they stay in and gain more and more military rank. And while normal people, you know, kind of see what's going on and get out.
Yeah. That's a perfect example where that's a perfect example of the kind of division that I was talking about within a political group, and like you said, it could be a military group. So once the psychopathic person kind of gains a position of power within the hierarchy and then ascends the hierarchy, normal people can often recognize it,
I'm sorry, but that's okay. I think what's wrong with our military structure too is. Like, once you get to a certain level, after you gain rank, after that can't be achieved past one enlistment, all those people, almost, I'd say 80% at least of those people are psychopaths that just care about themselves and their own promotion and how they look and don't look after the people below them, and I think that's what makes the serving in one of the reasons what makes serving in the military so crappy.
Yeah, and what makes it so difficult to get any kind of change, because once like as you say, once it's so saturated, once there are so many psychopaths in all those positions of power, like what can you do, right? It's like,
exactly.
It's like what kind of change can you make when you're in a system where everyone's like that? You have to either like sell yourself out and behave like that, which would totally go against your own nature, or get out. And once you get out, it's like that once you remove yourself from the equation, that's one less good, normal person in the organization, and that just makes it even more saturated. So, and that's what psychopaths count on, that they count on either changing people over to their way of thinking and their way of behaving, or getting the people that don't agree and that couldn't do that sort of thing out. And that just makes it more saturated, more concentrated, and that's how the system itself will gain more power and more influence. So it's really a tough situation, and that's why education is so important, because you know once this kind of information is more widespread, perhaps, hopefully, you know, maybe we could get some kind of situation where, for example, in politics or the military, you know, these kind of people would be screened out from the beginning. But as it is, with them already in positions of power, it's a really difficult thing. So, you know, I myself don't have a full solution, but I think that one step in the right direction is just getting as many people aware of this as possible. So even if you've got a psychopath at the top, and let's say you've got 50 people that he controls or that are under his influence, you know, if those 50 people knew something, you know, maybe something could be done.
In conjunction with this, General Smedley Butler saw this, and he tried to make changes. He wrote War is a Racket, and while he was in a government facility, he died. So they kind of eliminate people who attempt to do this.
Yeah.
Justin, did you have another question or comment?
Oh, no, that's it, Ned. That's Smedley Butler, that's good stuff. That's what originally woke me up. My uncle gave me the War is a Racket right
good.
After I got the military. And I really started looking into things after that, and that's all I have.
Good. All righty. Well, thank you, Justin. All righty. Let's take Patty in New York. Patty, welcome to the program.
Hi. I wanted, the main thing I wanted to say was the woman's name is Hedda Nussbaum.
Yes, that was it. That was it. Okay, we do have to take a break. Patty, you're welcome to stay over. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Harrison Cayley of the Red Pill Press. That website is redpillpress.com. They are the publishers of Political Ponderology, a science on the nature of evil adjusted for political purposes, and that was written by Dr. Andrew Lobachevsky. And we had Patty on the phone, and she provided the name of the lady, Hedda Nussbaum.
Hedda Nussbaum, and her husband was Joel Steinberg.
Right.
And the little child, the little girl that they adopted, was killed in the relationship while they were together. The little
Yikes.
Girl died. Okay, and I don't know if you talked about conditioning regarding, I think beyond genetics, I think children living in psychopathic homes can be conditioned to adopt those personality and temperament traits to grow up and become psychopaths themselves through just conditioning, sort of like the child who's abused will then grow up and abuse their own children or their wife. I think conditioning has a tremendous effect on creating this. And I think that a really interesting study would be in these elite families, how many children actually escape that kind of cycle. And I have a feeling that probably not too many do. Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you, Patty. What do you think, Harrison?
I agree. I think she's right that, well... I think she's right that conditioning does play a big role, and we've kind of hinted at that a bit so far on the program. But the distinction I'd make is that there is a difference between conditioning leading to antisocial behavior and actually being a psychopath.
Yeah.
From everything I've read and from what all the experts say, I'm pretty sure that it's impossible to create a psychopath. That is, it's impossible to totally eradicate any kind of conscience from a person that naturally has the capacity for conscience.
I don't.
Now, the difference would be that it is possible for a person to be conditioned to act out in antisocial ways. That's where we get into the difference between antisocial personality disorder and psychopathy. Because while many people who have antisocial personality disorder are psychopaths, not all of them are. There are several criminals, for example. There are like 80% of the people in federal prisons aren't psychopaths, but they do and have engaged in criminal activity and antisocial behavior. And they will do that, but they still have some degree of conscience. It may be very limited, but, you know, it's still there. There is still a difference between them and the psychopath. Like Robert Hare, when he goes in, or he went into the prisons to study psychopaths, he did notice there is a very distinct difference between the actual psychopath and the non-psychopath. So I agree that conditioning is an important factor, and it may indeed play a role in these elite families and with the children growing up in them. But I think there still needs to be a distinction made between psychopathy proper and those that are influenced by psychopathy to engage in acts that may appear psychopathic to a degree.
All righty. Okay, thank you so much. All right, let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner?
Good afternoon, Diana, and good afternoon to Mr. Kelly. I think this is at the basis of all the problems what are coming down now across the whole world. And but as I say, the basic example, the most brutal example of psychopaths is the child soldiers in Africa.
All right. Yes. They get these children and they just destroy them mentally.
Yeah, I think that's a great example. And while the situation is very extreme in Africa in that regard, you know, child soldiers have been used, you know, by pathocratic regimes all over in all of history. And I think that's just one example of the disconnect that you can see between psychopaths and other people. It's just like a normal person wouldn't even consider that as an idea. It just strikes it just seems absurd and cruel and just kind of like out of this world that a person could take a child and then indoctrinate them to become a killer. It just shows how extreme it is that psychopaths see people as just objects to be used and exploited, that they would use children in such a way. But I definitely agree with you, Werner, that psychopathy and pawneurology goes down to the root of all these problems that are in our world. If you look at anything from the economic scandals and the economic crises that are going on to warfare to social situations like the extreme disparity between the 1%, the rich, and everyone else. If you look at all these issues and you look close enough, you'll find psychopathy. And I just think that's why it's so important to get this information out there.
Exactly.
One of the basic, the main examples of this kind of a trend has been the colonial empires and the conquerors of history and the feudal systems. And slavery,
right.
And the more society is being brutalized, the more it will breed psychopaths, because it becomes the accepted norm.
Yes. And with colonialism, that's a very interesting thing. Lobachevsky talks in his book about how colonialism is an essential part of pathocracy, because when psychopaths gain positions of power, like I said, because they're incompetent, essentially, they need other people to do their work, and they're not very good at managing the system, so you'll get, you know, the economic problems and the social problems, and they end up using up all their resources. So they, one of the reasons that they need to invade other countries is to gain their resources and their people, because they just use everything up that's within their sphere of influence. So not only do they use colonialism and wars to, you know, to gain the resources of other countries, but the constant invasions and the constant warfare is also a way of managing their own populations. Because when you have control of the military, you have control of, you know, I'd say a lot of the, you know, a lot of the soldiers, like at the bottom of the military hierarchy, aren't psychopaths. But when you have control of the military, you have control of that great resource, and not only do you keep them occupied in another country so that they can't rise up against you, you also manage to kill a few of them off in the war itself. It's like Henry Kissinger said that, I don't know the exact quote, but he called soldiers basically, you know, cannon fodder, you know, just stupid people that we send off to, you know, to get killed in pursuit of our own aims. And that's kind of this dual purpose. You can attack your enemies, gain the resources, and at the same time get rid of an element of your population that you don't necessarily trust or want.
I think Henry Kissinger, he named them dumb cattle.
Dumb animals. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this kind of the mindset that has been created now over the last 100 years here in North America, the exceptionalism, and it breeds psychopaths. But generally, when a society is ruled by psychopaths, it is a dying society.
Yep.
You're right.
Comes before the downfall and before the end of that society. And unless people can pull themselves away from it and start getting a good moral footing again in society, that is basically the last stage before a society and an empire and a country goes down.
Yeah, and if you look at history and the history of empires, it seems they all follow the same pattern. The empire exists for a while and it exerts its influence, and then it collapses, and it often collapses with examples of plague and, you know, some vast epidemics and massive catastrophes, and the empire gets wiped off the face of the planet, basically. And we've seen that in the, you know, Assyrian and Greek and Roman empires, and they come to a pretty violent end. And you know, if that's any indication of what's going to happen now, you know, it's it really points the need for some change, you know, yesterday.
Right. We think of the individual kinds of things that are happening. But, for instance, the food corruption and all the other things. But then when you really look at the foundation of where that comes from, it's really psychopathic
yep.
behavior.
Yep.
Huh. Well, thank you, Werner, for your phone call.
You're welcome.
All righty. Let's take Jeff in Vermont. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Deanna. Good afternoon to your guests.
Good afternoon.
I have a question. I think he's kind of missing a piece of what I was thinking about during your interview. I think that the psychiatric community is kind of responsible for, at least in America, for the demise of, you know, apathy, you could say, towards government and towards the wars. When you mentioned the Gestapo's and NSDP, they drove these psychiatrists out of Germany. One of them was afraid for a school, and they came here to the United States and settled in Columbia University in New York City. And you know, Sigmund Freud and all those apathetic people who took over the universities in this country and promoted their filth and their decadence that they spread onto the people in psychoanalysis. I think that has a great responsibility. Look at the psychiatric people in this country now, drugging society with Prozac and you name it. And look at the children. They're drugging kids, Ritalin, Adderall. And I think that has something to do in the whole sphere of getting people psychos. And the psychiatric community, they're quacks, in my opinion. I don't, I really don't think that they're going to help us. And I know he's going kind of a psychiatric kind of point of view here. And I'd like to know his opinion about of Sigmund Freud and that kind of psychoanalysis.
I don't think he's pushing that. I think he's pushing the study of all this. Go ahead, Harrison.
Well, no, I'd like to comment on that. I think that you've made some really good points, and I'm glad that you brought them up, because, like you said, we haven't talked about them. There's actually an entire chapter in Political Ponderology about the use and abuse of psychiatry and psychology in pathocratic systems. And the point that Lobachevsky makes is that there is such a thing as accurate or objective psychological knowledge. So, for example, I don't think that it can be disputed that psychopathy is a real thing, and that it can be identified, and that it does contribute to the problems that society faces at every level. But at the same time, he says that psychiatry is one of the main arms of the pathocratic state. They do use psychiatry and psychology to effect their aims. And like you said, in the Nazi and the communist regimes, there was the psychiatric community did play a big part in that. But the distinction that I think needs to be made and that he makes is that they did this the way they did this was by promoting bad ideas, wrong ideas that would support the aims of the pathocracy. So, for example, in the communist regimes, they would make a list of. They even used the words like sociopath or psychopath. But the way they defined them so that normal people or simply political dissenters could be identified and diagnosed as psychopaths or sociopaths, and then they could be locked up, or they could be killed, or they could be euthanized or something like that. And so they used psychiatry and the psychological sciences as a means of as a political means of getting rid of dissenters. And one of the most important things that they did was to redefine psychopathy, or define psychopathy in such a way that they themselves wouldn't be identified, but their political opponents would. And we see
owners. The gun owners of America have now become terrorists.
Yeah,
it's that
constant redefinition that we see. So we see that in the States, and I think another way that that psychiatrists have been used. Well, like I mentioned earlier on the show, psychologists and psychiatrists have been used in the torture, in Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo Bay. There's always a psychiatrist or a psychologist that's in there, directing the torture, right? And then we've got all these signatories that agree with these practices. And then there's the history of mind control, where psychiatrists and psychiatry, as a discipline, was used to study these things, used to develop interrogation techniques and applying these things for warfare and espionage. And then nowadays, like the caller, like you said, we have the drugging, the mass drugging of the population. So a huge percentage of the population is on drugs, mind altering drugs. And that's used as a way to dumb down and to just switch off the population. And so I think that's a very important point to raise, and it's an essential part of what's going on is the abuse of psychiatry. Now I'm not really coming from a psychiatric point of view. I don't really agree with a lot of the things that that psychiatry does, like the modern practice of psychiatry. I don't agree with the massive drugging and the focus on pharmacology. I think that there's different types of psychology, different schools, and Lobachevsky is part of a very specific discipline. But I think you'd really appreciate his book if you read it, and just to kind of see these distinctions and where he's coming from. Now, as for Freud, I'd agree with you. I think Freud was a wacko, and his theories were insane, and he was. Like there are tons of books written on his system and just how strange it really is, and how he basically set up his own cults. Like he brought together his students who then would carry on the tradition, and just the whole way psychoanalysis works. Yeah, I I think Freud was a a really destructive character in the history of psychiatry, and I think it's kind of very telling that his theories have been so popular, whereas other theories that are better, that have more applicability and that are actually, scientifically testable, have been pushed to the margins for a lot of this history while he's been so promoted. I think, yeah, I think it's absurd.
Right. I think you could put Alfred Kinsey in that same group of crazy people.
Yes, absolutely.
We do have to go to a break. Jeff, you can stay over the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Has been Harrison Kaley. He is with the Red Pill Press. Their website is redpillpress.com, and they publish the book Political Ponderology, A Science of the Nature of Evil, Adjusted for Political Purposes by Dr. Andrew Lobachevsky. And we had Jeff on the phone, and Harrison, you were making some points before we went to the break. I'd mentioned Alfred Kinsey, and you were talking about Freud. And, I totally agree with you regarding what those people have done to the real study of, he is totally different They are totally different than Dr. Andrew Lobachevsky. Mm-hmm. Totally different sciences.
Is Jeff still on the line?
Jeff, are you still there?
Did you have any other questions?
I just wanted to just make one point.
Okay.
It's about Hollywood, and I didn't catch the very beginning if you mentioned that, but the psychopaths that what they promote in Hollywood definitely has effect on at least the American society. I got rid of my TV 5 years ago, probably the best thing I ever did. And I just go online and just read about stuff, and it's kind of just the decadence that they promote on TV and in movies and in Hollywood has to be addressed in some way, shape, or form in the future, because what they're doing to society and making people the way they are, and they're shaping group interests, they're shaping people's thoughts and how they act, and I think that has a lot to do with people and how they act. And but yeah, I'd like to know your thoughts on that, and I'll listen offline. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Yeah, that's a big issue, and that ties into the abuse of psychiatry, and it's the way that psychopathy is presented in the media, so in movies and on TV. And so, for example, we've got shows like Dexter, where the protagonist is a serial killer and, you know, ostensibly a psychopath. And, I watched that show. It was recommended to me by a psychologist, actually. So I watched the first seasons, and the first episode was really great. It was a really good presentation of what a psychopath's like, how he wears a mask of sanity and, you know, how he interacts with the people in his workplace. But the way the show develops, it becomes, you know, he's really, then you become to sympathize with him, and he becomes, you know, a more complex character, and he's got, you know, these emotional conflicts developing, and it really kind of goes into fantasy territory where, you know, that has no resemblance to what's really going on. And then you have, when you say the word psychopath, you know, most people immediately think of someone like Hannibal Lecter. They'll think of a horrible serial killer, when that's really only a tiny facet of psychopathy. You know, psychopaths can be anywhere and everywhere, and they are. You know, they are you might work with them, you might go to church with them, you might be married to one. And so by kind of muddying the lines of what psychopathy is, it does, you know, it does a couple things. First of all, it confuses people about the real issues, so that when it comes down to it, they're not able to recognize what's really going on. They're not able to recognize that psychopaths can actually be in positions of power. So that acts as a measure of security, or like a disguise, or, you know, camouflage for the psychopath in power. And
We've run out of time, but isn't the media part of the polarization of the population?
Absolutely, yeah. And who's behind them? Like, who's telling them what stories to run and how to run them?
Exactly. Oh, Harrison, you've been a fabulous guest. I hope that you can come back.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I hope to come back.
All righty. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, listeners. Sorry we didn't get to the last two callers. Talk with you tomorrow.